This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truckers out there on the highways and byways of men and women keeping everything moving across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com to find out more information about the show. Well, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, my longest tenured guest on the program, Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank. They've been waiting. Okay, bye, guys. Bye. There they go. They're back inside again. By the way, the bar was closed at 3 a.m., so this is a new group coming to work right now.
Coming to work, or it's the old group, and they don't know what they're cheering about.
We don't know. All right, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, I'm going to start with something here that's rather obvious. Joe Biden's agenda seems to be running out of steam. I'm hearing complaints in the peanut gallery, and I'm also hearing complaints in general from people that are diehard Democrats going, man, what the hell is this guy trying to do to us? These aren't the Democrats that we know. I said, well, it's about time to change parties, isn't it, when the people start telling me that.
Yeah, well, that's the natural progression of things. Yeah, they should consider about changing parties. If the party's left them, they've got to leave the party. It's not just a one-way street. And, you know, the Biden agenda is everything that we said it was going to be. They were going to put climate first, make everything about climate in order to facilitate a transformation, the final transformation of America. They are all in on the Great Reset. So every single thing that they move in their agenda is going to be because there's a climate emergency. And if that doesn't work, they've got the two backups. Then you're racist, or you're a xenophobe because you don't identify correctly with the gender that you are. You know, so it's all chalked up. They're moving forward using climate as an excuse for the Great Reset. And if you don't sign on to it, they've got two ways to attack you.
Well, Joe Manchin put the shoe on the other foot because he wrote an op-ed piece, and he went after his fellow Democrats about the Voting Act, SB1. He's not going to vote for it. He's not going to support it. Neither is Christian Sinema, the Arizona senator. Neither is Angus King, the independent senator from Maine. And there may be one or two others in there whose names we haven't heard yet.
Yeah, that effectively kills us, S1, and I congratulate them for seeing the light of day. You can't have a federal power grab. A one-party federal power grab is something that's reserved for the states. Period. Dot. And the Constitution is clear on it. So I applaud them for breaking with their party. It's obvious that they are the old Democrat Party, where everybody else in their party happens to be the new Marxist Democrat Party. And I hope that there isn't enough pressure on them, both from their colleagues and from activist Democrats in that Marxist wing, to switch their mind before the vote. I really do. Manchin, in the past, as much as he is touted to be someone who's got a level head, has been pressured at times. I think there's more hope for Kristen Sinema of Arizona not flipping. She's got a little bit of a defiant streak, and I applaud her for that. But these people here who signed on to not voting for S1 have done a great service to their country, so I applaud them.
Now, we have found something interesting out here, which we suspected for quite a while, but Real Clear Politics has gone out of their way to do some checking and rechecking and some polling of their own, and the Hispanics are turning Republican.
Well, the Hispanics who have come here and legally, who've immigrated and become Americans legally, mm-hmm. who waited and did it right, have always leaned conservative. They've always leaned First Amendment when it comes to religion. They're very ethical people. They work hard. They care for their community. They care for their children. You know, those are the core principles of the Republican Party, not the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party today is all about change, 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 racism, racism, racism. Well, they don't see it. Hispanics don't see it. And it's proof of what happened down in McAllen, Texas, and in the special elections down in Texas. What was it, 85% predominantly Hispanic community in McAllen, Texas?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Republican?
Yeah, he did. Yep, first time ever.
You know, and mm-hmm. and that's a border location with the quote-unquote crisis going on. So that sends a message.
You betcha. And let's see if the Democrats wake up and figure it out. But I don't think so. Frank, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Mr. Mike Gallagher. His studio is about 30 feet away from mine, right around the corner from where I'm sitting right now here in Tampa, Florida. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. Now, remember, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners who just bought a new Nissan up in Newport Richey. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, not to forget about the fact up and down the East Coast, over in the Midwest, and as far away as Arizona, because Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. Now, it starts with the Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And Moss, their motto is, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And they constantly are striving to do that. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of, clean trade-ins. Got a great selection of those, and they are commanding a great resale price. Now, you can take advantage, upgrade your ride right now. Probably have some extra money in your pocket that you hadn't planned on because you're going to get more money for your vehicle. And used vehicles are up about 20% right now in the last 3 months. Think about that. Don't know how long they'll be there. Now, Moss, of course, is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. So check them out at their locations, Crystal River, Newport Richey, also on North Florida Avenue. Nissan and Acura are side-by-side, the Moss dealerships there. And don't forget, you can always check them out online, too, at mossnissan.com. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget either to check out the hottest SUV in the market right now, the all-new Nissan Rogue. It is a beautiful vehicle. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website and podcast and all the great stuff over there. And hello again, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I got to talk before we move on about this psychiatrist at a Yale event that told of her fantasy of killing white people. Now, her topic was the psychopathic problem of the white mind. Her name was Dr. Aruna Kilayanya, which I think is Arab, not sure, but it sounds like it to me the way it's spelled. And she just, and by the way, she lost her license over this because people complained about what she was talking about.
And, well, she should have. This is the CRT movement that's moving forward, and it's with critical race theory. It needs to be expunged from our lexicon. It is a hateful, racist-based theory that the left has, the far radical left has pushed viciously for the last year. This is the BS pushed by Ibrahim Kendi, who for whatever reason Boston College has decided to embrace. You know, this is just another example of how our institutions of higher learning have become utterly useless and propagandistic. You know, it is based in critical theory, which is Marxism. It replaces the struggle between the proletariat and the bourgeoisie, or the worker and the owner, or the worker and the capitalist, with race baiting. It just replaces it with race. And it is, they call it anti-racism, but what it is it's racism to combat racism. It's the stupidest thing that has come out of academia in decades. It calls Martin Luther King a racist. You know, I mean, it's absurd on every level, and it's creeping into your schools. So if you are concerned about this, make sure you know what the local school boards are doing in your area, and make sure they are not teaching anything based in CRT. It's got to be killed. And I think this psychiatrist got everything she deserved in being decertified. You don't preach hate as a resolution to anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just point this out, because I know that liberalism is a mental disorder, especially after this comment. Jimmy Kimmel has called Florida America's North Korea, in yet another strange left-wing hatred of all things conservative, and in lieu of actual humor. There was nothing humorous about that.
There's nothing humorous about modern-day late-night talk show. Nothing. Their monologues suck. They are radically far left. They follow anything that the mainstream media dangles in front of their face. And almost every single one of their monologues is castigating someone who's elected to office. Carson wouldn't have been caught dead doing any of this stuff.
No.
Neither would Leno. Neither, to a great extent, neither would Letterman, although he pushed that limit. At the end, he turned into a propagandistic stooge.
Yeah.
But there's no comedy in late-night monologues anymore. It's like you're giving Kim Jong-un 15 minutes to propagandize before they talk about people who told you how great your propaganda was. I stopped watching late-night television decades ago because they just weren't funny.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are now 23 states involved in the lawsuit against Joe Biden and company for shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline. Florida and Alaska just joined in.
Good. Good. We, you know, not 6 months ago, the United States was energy independent.
Yep.
You know, we've seen the meteor.
$1.87 a gallon. Mm-hmm.
And you've seen the meteoric explosion of gas prices, and that's self-inflicted. It's not because the supply's not there. It's because the boob in office and his Marxist sycophants, the puppet masters run by Valerie Jarrett and the Obama administration. Remember, this is Obama 2.0 that's happening over here. He said it himself. here the Biden is finishing everything I started. Well, great. Then we're back to $5 gas by the end of summer.
Yeah.
If that's what's happening. This is self-inflicted. We could go back to being energy independent tomorrow, but this idiot wants to push us down a green energy path well before green technology is ready for it. So we're going to suffer for this until we got to win these midterms. We got to win them dramatically, and we've got to stop everything that he's doing. And whenever he does an executive order, we have to quickly pass legislation to reverse it and make sure he can't do it again.
Now, for our good friends listening to us up in Minneapolis, they've currently seen days of protests after a black man was shot and killed by police. However, the man shot at the police first. So this has got to fall under the category of mindless protests.
Well, that's what Minneapolis is right now. If anything happens against a black person in Minneapolis, they riot, loot, burn, destroy. That's what it's come to. It's like free reign. If you're black, you can do anything you want to in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and if the police tell you not to do it, or the police look at him wrong or her wrong, then they're going to take to the streets and protest. It's the stupidest thing that we've seen in decades. And it gives a pass to black violence, black crime, and an overall lack of civility within the black community up in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? The Minneapolis City Council wanted to let this go to see how it will play out. This is what you get, guys.
Can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, good. Now, I want to say thank you very much for the great email we got from Paul in Sacramento, California. We appreciate what you said there, Paul, and we take everything to heart. And thank you for the confidence that you've displayed in us. How about that?
Yeah, and the guy who wrote about the instructions on how to block TikTok.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of information that comes in through the show.
Yep, that was Mark in Clearwater, and I posted that on Facebook for people to see it in the official Captain's America Third Watch group that's in there, the official Captain's America Third Watch group that's in there, tells you how to get rid of TikTok from your PC.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of good information that comes in, and I see a ton of it over there when I go and peruse the Captain's America Third Watch official group page. And, everybody get over there and click the like button and join and everything else, because the bigger our numbers are, the more powerful the truth gets.
That's right. And they keep going up, not down. They keep going up. By the way, 10,864 Venezuelans have poured across the Texas border into the United States, which is way up from last year.
Yeah, what happened? I thought socialism was the way to go. Why aren't they going back to Venezuela?
Oh, yeah. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Frank Salvato will be back with us.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin announced Sunday that he would not support the For the People Act, a sweeping elections bill that is supported by his Democratic colleagues. In an op-ed published in the Charleston Gazette-Mail, Manchin said that the partisan support of the bill concerns him, and he instead supports the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which is more widely supported. He told CBS's Face the Nation that he's pushing the Voting Rights Act because it already has bipartisan support.
We have two bills before us, okay? We have the Voting Rights Act, which has passed over five times in our history here since 1965 in a most bipartisan way. And now we name it appropriately the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. We can expand that to all 50 states. We can do so much more with that. And it's starting out to be bipartisan. I have Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska signed on in a bipartisan way. And we can work on that one, which truly does protect the voting rights.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, remember, Everglades Equipment Group, they've got a half a dozen dealerships within the sound of my voice here in the state of Florida. And I'll tell you what, you can go over there and find out what they're all about. Yep, they're the ones with the green tractors and the green lawnmowers and all that good stuff. In other words, John Deere. And we had John Deere's on our family farm when we were around. Now, the great thing about it right now is you want a leaf blower? Got it. Need some power tools? Got it. How about a riding mower? Got it. How about one of those nice little lawn and garden tractors with maybe a 60-inch deck on it? Got it. Now, I was on one the other day that had a bucket on it, just monkeying around, seeing what the little bucket would do, and I was impressed. So there you go. Plus, they got them with backhoes, and then they got the bigger tractors and whatnot. You want a bulldozer, they can pull one of those up, too. But whatever you need, and if you want to rent something, they can do that. If you want to lease something, they can do that if you're a contractor. So check them out, Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Remember, that's Everglades Equipment Group with reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for you. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
I got to tell you something. It's time for a little Fauci segment. You ready?
Little Dr. Fauci.
I got music for this. Here we go.
Oh,
from the moon, a little Dr. Fauci segment for you. By the way, they're telling little Dr. Fauci, don't be surprised if we don't invite you back to testify in front of Congress again, since you already didn't tell us the truth the first time around. That's number one. Number two.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'd like to see him held in contempt of Congress for lying and during his testimony.
Sure. And then you've got Alan Dershowitz that said that Fauci is not only guilty of lying to Congress, but he may be responsible in some way for the deaths of the people that he lied about because he didn't do anything to slow the pandemic down.
Well, there's certainly a lot of stuff this guy has to answer for. His emails have completely outed him as a political creature. He did not follow the science. He was in collusion with the Wuhan laboratory.
Yep.
He knew that funding was going there, and more than what he said. We were talking about this before air about the county out in California, lowering its death toll.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they went back to the old rubric for charting deaths, pre what the CDC ordered for this pandemic,
mm-hmm.
which made many more cases, COVID cases than should have been. You know, this is why we had no flu this year.
Right.
No flu at all.
Yep.
You talk to any doctor. One of my friends went to the hospital with COVID symptoms because she was having trouble breathing. The doctor said, I haven't seen one flu case this year. And, you know, it does not take a rocket scientist to realize that you had the killing of an economy because the CDC said one thing. You had the lockdown of a country because the CDC said another. You had gigantic death numbers because the CDC said we're going to change the way that you count deaths during a pandemic all early on last year, like February, March, and April.
Uh-huh.
All of this stuff happened, and now we find out that the CDC's head of virology in Dr. Fauci was in bed with the Chinese, that he knew it was laboratory made, you know. In the beginning, and you've got we played this last week. He said, don't use masks, they're useless. And then this idiot shows up wearing two.
Yeah.
You know, we got duped, people, and it was for political purposes. It wasn't because somebody was trying to make a name for themselves over at the CDC. This political animal worked with the deep state. If that's what you want to call them, Michael, the bureaucracy or the deep state, they didn't like an outsider inside Washington. So how do you kill them? You take away the strength, which was the economy, and you lock everybody down and you scare the hell out of them before an election. Well, good job, guys, because now we've got getting on $5 a gallon gas. The dollar's plummeting. Savings are gone.
Yep.
The economy's struggling, and we've got a bunch of ideologues who are saying, hey, get into green energy. We must. It has to happen. And we're serving the United States up on a platter to the World Economic Forum and the Davos crowd. You thought George Soros didn't win because we elected Donald Trump? He plays the long game, baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's back and he's giggling his butt off.
Mm-hmm. And let's go to the phone line real quick. We've got Eric in Seminole. Okay, Eric, you got a minute. Go for it.
Hey, Roger, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, gentlemen. Excuse me. Real quick, I'll make this real quick. I think there's a lot of focus on the Wuhan Institute of Virology, as there should be. I think people should look into a PLA scientist, People's Liberation Army scientist, that there is stuff coming out, at least from Australia, that NIH directly funded this PLA scientist through the Beijing Institute of Virology, excuse me, and I'll attempt to say his name the best I can, Zhao Yuzhen, Z as in Z, Zulu, H-O-U, Y-U-S-E-N, PLA, and he passed away. There was an announcement of his death sometime late June, early July of last year, and he reportedly applied for a patent for a coronavirus vaccine at the end of February 2020. There are papers out there with his name on it, scientific papers affirming this,
mm-hmm.
and I think that this ties directly into the Moderna mRNA vaccine, which somehow all of a sudden, within 2 months, which the start frame of this quote-unquote research was even before it was officially declared a pandemic. So there's a lot of moving parts to this. Yeah. I think Dr. Fauci is, I want to say, yeah, Roger, I think he's a Dr. Mengele, and I think he needs to be heavily investigated, if not in jail. Anyway, thanks, gentlemen. Have a good morning.
Yeah.
Semper Fi.
Okay, well, Semper Fi to you. And he's absolutely right, Frank.
Well, yeah, you have to look at this, and believe me, the doctor in China didn't pass away from natural causes.
No.
And, you know, that's what happens over in China. But yes, the vaccine, there was a patent application in March. Now, it kind of threw a wrench into that when President Biden sits there and they put a piece of paper in front of him as he's eating his oatmeal, and he decides to install a TRIPS waiver for anything that related to COVID treatment under the guise of getting the vaccine out there. Well, that takes patent protections away.
Okay, well, hang on.
That expunges them.
Hang on, because here we go with 60 seconds with Todd. Todd, you got 60 seconds from now.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. We know the Democrats are a disaster. What's a disgrace is that the New York Knicks had 20,000 people in Madison Square Garden, but you can't go back to work in New York City. The biggest disgrace and the biggest hoax in this country, besides the election night, was that your state is shut down while your governor and your mayor, you know, is making $250,000 a year telling you can't go to war. That is the most unholy, ungodly American thing besides November 4th, Election Day, what's happening in this country, okay? No, we're not passing an infrastructure bill when you clowns don't know how to build it. The greatest builder is Donald Trump selling places for $5,000 a square foot.
Okay.
We're not giving you an infrastructure bill where you can build raise right. taxes on us right after that. It's a disaster. You get Democrats are
thank
a disaster.
You.
Make sure you stand up for our country. Let's
thank
go to
you.
Work.
Okay, thank you, because we're down to 30 seconds to go, but
yeah.
you just heard from Todd.
Well, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
This was a political move. It had nothing
you
to
bet.
Do with the well-being, the health of the American people. This was a political move to shift from somebody who had the country going in the right direction
yep.
because the deep state and the bureaucracy doesn't want an outsider at the helm.
And he was
better to run a capitalist country than a businessman?
Right, and he was about ready to blow the lid on everything these people have been doing for years.
Well, he's got the freedom to do it now as a private citizen, and he's starting again, and I hope he, you know, do it. Just do it. Light the match. Burn it to the ground. And I'm not saying burn the country to the ground.
No.
I'm saying burn this deep state inside the Beltway elitist, immoral, globalist cabal to the ground.
Yep, I'm right there with you, and we can do it starting today, right now, right here. I'll talk to you on Friday, my friend. Great segment.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out. You'll know what he knows when he knows it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
From Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. Frank and I just got done, and Frank's with me on Mondays and Fridays, and we always like the radio up when we get together. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll get you a free trip maybe to the back room to get some of those fancy-dancy pastries they got back there. All righty, well, here we go. The Sports Zone quarterback guy himself is here, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt Bruce.
A big trade yesterday in the NFL, or, well, over the weekend, Tennessee Titans superstar A.J. Brown talked about how important it is. And by the way, the Titans get who, I say?
Julio Jones, baby. Mm-hmm. Julio down by the schoolyard. Mm-hmm. And he's going to add some discipline to that team, and just a reliable guy with hands who always gets first and tens, always gets his catches per game and moves the chains. And he's going to help out A.J. Brown a lot there. And got one heck of a running back. And Mr. Henry, Ryan Tannehill's going to be loving life at quarterback for him. It's Tennessee's really turned themselves into something now with this move. So they're going to take a run at it this year. They've been in the hunt the last few years. Now they're going to try to go the distance. So we shall see. It should be an exciting year in football. Atlanta has a great new running back. I think he's going to do well for them. They picked up the tight end from the Florida Gators pits.
That young man is from Alabama, right, that running back?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. So... yeah, they always seem to churn out some good running backs here in Alabama. He's another one. So
they're not going very far. I mean, he's going from Tennessee to Georgia, so the Alabama fans will still be able to get there. Good, good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So a lot of people like him, and we'll see what comes of the trade. The other thing is that Aaron Rodgers staying in Green Bay. It's off again, on again type of deal here. I think it would be best for him to move on. It's kind of Brett Favre when... left. And
so where's he going? Where's he going?
You know, Denver would love to have him. That's for because John Elway loves him, and he could make them a contender real quick. Miami, going down South Beach.
By the way, your phone is cutting in and out. I don't know why, but maybe it's a phone cord.
I don't know why. Yeah, it's a good landline. So
hold on to the phone cord. Maybe that's it. Okay, so who's the best pitcher out there in baseball right now? I got an idea.
He plays for the Mets. He used to have long hair. Now he's clean cut. Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, and his ERA is .62 after he almost pitched a no-hitter yesterday.
Yeah, he's very good. He's a good kid. He works hard. That Mets organization has been up and down, but he's been a bright, shiny spot for him, and he will continue to keep pitching well as long as he stays healthy. He has the right stuff, to say the least. The Tampa Bay Lightning will be taking on Carolina today, Captain, and that should be very interesting to see if they close
now,
up.
Now, if they win that, does this mean it's the time for the finals?
No, not yet, but one step closer, to say the least. So,
who would they go up against?
Well, the Bruins and Islanders are really playing great hockey right now, so it's going to be interesting to see how that series ends, and then take it from there.
Well, the Islanders just beat the Bruins, didn't they?
Yes, sir, they did, and everybody kind of penciled in the Bruins to win it all, and they're still odds-on favorite in Vegas, but, you know, as they say in sports, anything can happen, and that's, you know. Montreal Canadiens have just been playing great against the Winnipeg Jets. They win three in a row. Now the Winnipeg Jets got to worry about getting swept. It's going to be very difficult to come back from 3-0 to do anything there. So I think the Canadiens will move on. Canadiens are starting to play some good hockey, and better watch out for them. They're starting to unite as a team, and the goalie's playing well, and that's the recipe in the playoffs to win the Stanley Cup.
By the way, I had a question. A listener asked me a question for you. They wanted to know, Johnny Manziel, of course, a college player, TCU, he admitted that he sold autographs for some ridiculous amount of money. Well, he's at Texas A&M. And they wanted to know if the NCAA could come back and do anything to him as a result of that.
They probably take the Heisman back from him. They did it to Reggie Bush. I don't know. Now that the rules changed, he'll probably be called grandfathered in, and they'll leave him alone, which they should anyway. I mean, last time I checked, you know, it's a free country. The NCAA is not the dictatorship of another person. They should be able to do what they want to do. Some of the rules, I tell you, Captain, the NCAA proposes is really ridiculous. At least they're starting to wake up and get into the new century. And, you know, we keep kidding ourselves saying it's amateur sports when it's one of the most money-making things out there. So, I don't know why.
By the way, Flip is saying good morning to you. And he's telling me that he won a BB gun at the Green Beret poker run on Saturday.
Good for him. That was a good outing, and they do a lot of great things. And Flip with the VA and the veterans, and that's what it's all about. A lot of people didn't want when a fiduciary says, this down again. I mean, I didn't hear much today yesterday. Anniversary. And we need to start remembering being more patriotic, Captain. And God bless America, and everybody do a random act of kindness to your fellow man. We need to start uniting instead of being divided. So,
well, we talked
like
about
a football team.
We talked about D-Day on Saturday when I made an appearance on the Brooks show, And then I put something up on Facebook. But, you know, the day after to talk about D-Day, that's forgetting about it. And by guess who didn't put anything officially up anywhere? Biden or Harris? What a couple of losers.
I don't get that. That makes no sense.
The president and the vice president never put up one thing officially on their websites about D-Day. Not one thing.
It's terrible. Donald Trump would have done that. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
It's amazing. The bias. Well, at least we keep it straight, Captain, and tell it like it is in sport. That's all you can do in this lifetime. So.
All right. Are you going to be around tomorrow?
Yes, I will be tomorrow. 11.
All right. We'll be at
barbecue.
Okay, we'll talk to you then, because Patrick Conlon, everybody, from the Sports Zone. By the way, go to the Facebook page for him, Sports Zone, The Sports Zone, and you can find out more about him there. And his show is heard on my flagship station Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. But he does our sports on Monday and Friday. And in the meantime, when he gets busy and has way too much to do, it's because of what you're about to hear. Coming up here right in just a second here. But he is in the insurance business, and this is what he does.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and, you know, I like to check the polls over the weekend and look at some things there, and this is kind of interesting what popped up yesterday, and I'll make this real quick because we're going to run out of time. But President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 49%. Meanwhile, most voters in both major parties believe their ideological views are moving away from their party leaders, but the view is more pronounced amongst Republican voters. And the president earned a monthly job approval rating of 52% in May, up 3 points from April. 46% disapproved of his job performance in May, down 3 points from 49%. And while support from black voters was crucial to President Joe Biden's election, most voters, including most black voters, don't believe the new president has improved race relations or made life better for young black people. And they're not buying this race nonsense that they're trying to sell right now. Now that's the polls speaking. What do they know? What do they know? A lot more in the mainstream media, I'll tell you that. Because you're not going to hear what I just told you in the mainstream media. Alrighty. I'll see you tomorrow on the program. Don't forget, Tuesdays, have lunch with the Captain, Mr. Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30. And we got a gun show coming up this weekend I'll be telling you about in Brooksville. So in the meantime, have yourself a great day. Stay low. God bless.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.